This is Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. This is Joey from Local Splash. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah. Sorry about the missed call. I was in a meeting, so I just hopped out now though.
It's no worries, man. I'll just talk to the other company that I was doing my SEO through, and I guess they would need like a GoDaddy username or email associated with an access code or something to transfer the domain name. And they were able to, I guess they're going to send me the files for the website in a zip file or something too, but I forwarded you the email that she sent to
me. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Because it says something about like web hosting services and blah, 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 and that if I were to cancel, like it would close my website, I guess. And I was wanting to make sure that's true, or how does that all usually work out?
Yeah, I used to work for GoDaddy, so I'm extremely familiar with like their process and all that stuff. Are we rebuilding the website for you? Because if we are, then like none of this matters. Just the domain name would matter for sure, but
yeah, Eddie that I was talking to yesterday, he said the website that I have now, it looks good and they can just expand off of it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me, but it seems like, I don't know how difficult or easy it'd be to get my, like, I wanted to make sure that it doesn't like hurt my rankings, you know, in the future, which I'm not even really ranking right now. But
I was going to say, you know, that's why when we had that conversation, you know, you're in a good spot. It's a little bit different if you're ranking on page one on all these different keywords and then we're taking over. You know, some like the route that we just went wouldn't even be smart because, yeah, you're right. It would affect some type of ranking. But even if it does affect your ranking, we're able to rank you within 30 to 45 days anyway. So you'll be back on page one.
Right.
So the ranking's really not, it's important, but it's not really that important. And you're right. You know, we want to make sure that obviously, you know, it doesn't hurt your business. Right. And you want to make sure that it makes the most sense. What I can do is when you spoke to them yesterday, right? You went through everything with our team.
Yeah. I spoke with Eddie and got everything set up. I don't think I got
cool.
The emails yet though for like what to do next.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll.
Emails I think he was supposed to be sending me.
Okay, let me. I can see if I can reach out to him, and see if I can find out. Your member was his name is Eddie, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at this stuff here. Below you can find a breakdown of these options, changes. So like with the domain name, yeah, in order to transfer your domain name, you would need the following credentials from your GoDaddy account. So it sounds like you probably have to create like a GoDaddy account. Creating a GoDaddy account is free. And if your domain name was made with GoDaddy, the transfer is free. So they can transfer the domain name from, I guess, them managing it over to you. Usually when you manage it, depending on how long you have it for, it's like $20 a year or something like that to manage that domain name. So it's not a lot if you did it on your own. And then they can like kind of transfer the website and all that stuff too. They should be able to. Hosting only $32
yeah,
a month. Hosting
and
all that.
You can include some zip files of the website. Format or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can.
Beyond me, but
it is. Yeah. So honestly, yeah, that is a little bit beyond most people. I mean, I do it and I've done it before. Even when I worked at GoDaddy, like I've walked clients through. And that's one of the main reasons I actually moved over to this company because GoDaddy was a little rough, but. it is all possible though. So, let me see if I could get with Eddie and let me see if I can have send that information over to you via email. I mean, don't worry too much about it. We'll take care of it, and we'll make sure that you're set up in the best possible format. If we can manage your website and we can take over it, then that's great. We'll definitely do that. That's no problem. If there's hiccups and we can't do that or it doesn't make sense, then obviously we have that option to build it. Even if we built it from scratch and get it back up, you know, we'll still be able to connect it to your Google Business Profile and start ranking it as time goes on too. So, you know, them as a company, you know, they want to cover themselves and say, hey, you know, if you leave us, you know, you're going to drop these rankings, and we want to make sure that you don't do this and don't do that, right? Because they obviously want to keep your business, and they're right in a sense.
All right. That's why I sent you the email, so you can maybe help me sift through, you know, company stuff, and then what's real and what's not necessarily like have to do, you know.
Yep. No, yeah, you're right. So yeah, $100 a month. I wonder what hosting. What was your domain? Let me just check your domain name real quick. What was the name of? Let me see if I have it here.
Flipsidepainting.com.
That's what it was. Flipsidepainting.com. All right, let me see. All right, so we got flipsidepainting.com. Yeah, so the domain name is with GoDaddy. So, okay, so they have it registered through GoDaddy. Let me see. Let's see who's hosting it. InMotion is hosting it. So it looks like the files are with a company called InMotion. So like in order to have a website, you have to have a host. Like you have to have a house to basically put it in. You could choose, you know, companies, I guess, can choose whichever company that they want. It looks like they chose the domain name to be registered because GoDaddy's pretty cheap when it comes to registering them. And then the actual website content is with a company called InMotion. So yeah, let me get with Eddie. Let me see what plans that they have for you. They're the ones that actually set up like all those correct planning to make sure that, you know, your onboarding with us is obviously going to be successful. And I can even forward that email over to them as well. And they should be able to fully explain what's going to be the best options for you. But I wouldn't want you to worry about it too much. You know, obviously that's our job. We'll, you know, there'll be some things you might have to do, but the majority of it is going to be on us. So we'll make sure that we point you in the right direction and make sure that it's good, you know.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't anything like on my part that I needed to do to help speed up the process or anything.
No, I don't think so. If it is, then yeah, Eddie would definitely reach out to you. I just reached out to him right now, so you know, I'd say give it a little bit, at least today, to have them reach back out, and then we could basically take it from there.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Joey.
Yeah, not a problem. Do you have any other questions for me? I know I got you now, so anything that I can help with?
No, I think that's it for now.
All right. Good. All right. Well,
I can text that number to the local Squash number too, right?
Yeah, you can. So it's weird. So like we use like a system where I can text you on your account, and then if you text back, I'll get it. It's just not like through my phone. It goes through my email, so I can see them. So yeah, just shoot me a text message. I'll see it. If it's too long, like to communicate, I'll just set up a call with you. I'll call you or something like that. Or if not, I can just communicate via text. So whatever's easier. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I can see them.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem, Johnny. Pleasure speaking with you this morning, and you have yourself a great day.
All right. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.